Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2. Okay, here we go. Testing 1, 2, enough of that. My mic works. I'm sure Bonnie's works. It always has.
Hello, good morning.
Sound great. You sound great. You look good. You sound good.
Thank you.
You just
really
had your...
trying today.
Why did you have eggs at 3:30? Didn't you eat breakfast? Wait,
no,
well, Raina, come here.
Yet.
Come here for a second. Come here. Whoa. Pick up what you just put down. Look what she's taking upstairs. She took a whole big thing of Oreo cookies and... Why don't you take 3 cookies and those other things? And but you put them down trying to be slick. No, you're trying to be slick.
No.
You hit them. You're slick.
I just had this conversation with you, but no snacks without asking.
And I asked for them.
But she takes the whole, she's taking the whole.
I didn't hear you ask.
The whole box of cookies and a whole bag of whatever.
I didn't eat all the cookies.
Well, then take 3 upstairs so you don't, you're not tempted.
Take all of them.
No, it isn't. It's easier to take 3. Come here, bring them in and take 3.
Why?
Because I got you ice cream also for dessert.
I'm going to not have that tonight.
Why?
Because I'm having Oreos.
No, you're having Oreos now.
Yeah.
This is for later, late night snack. I got you ice cream.
Uh-huh.
You're so cute, but you think you're slick.
I'm not. I put it down because I don't want to be having to hold them while I have to spend 15 minutes talking to you.
Oh, so then if it's easier to hold them than carrying 3... You would help. All right, what do you think? She should take the whole bag of cookies upstairs? Look, come here. Bring them here.
Why?
Take 3 out and take them upstairs.
Are you is this going to be the whole podcast? Rich Voss tells Raina to put the cookies down?
Yes, because she's going to, she already got 2 cavities or a cavity. How do you think you get cavities from sugar? Did you know that?
I mean, said the guy who has no natural teeth left. Yeah.
Yeah. I do too have natural teeth. Two here,
I do.
Two
I here. Will defend these teeth till my dying day.
I just did a Tacoma Comedy Club. It was so much fun. It was nice. It was a good club, good staff. It's fun to go into a good place with good staff, good audience, pretty smart, pretty nice. Only two people thrown out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Out of five shows. That's not bad.
When I do a show, first thing I do now, I just throw one person out randomly just to let them know I have power, you know, and then I do the show. I said, I don't want them here. It's collateral damage, but it makes for a terrific show.
We're watching.
It makes for a wonderful event.
We're watching.
I hate myself already.
We'll watch that new show by, what's his name?
I can do this.
What's his name? Who was Borat? What's his name?
Sasha Baron Cohen.
It's pretty brilliant.
Yes, fabulous show. It's a fabulous show. It's
Everybody's talking about it.
Oh my goodness, he's pranking celebrities, but next level.
Not celebrities, more politicians.
Well-known individuals. Let's say some representatives of the state.
When he got that assemblyman to scream,
pull down his pants and
that and to scream the N-word three. I hate that I gotta say the N-word.
And you wish you could say the whole thing?
Well, because
I just love saying that whole word. I just love it.
I'm just copying.
It's my passion. Why should I have to do away with the things that I love? Like saying that entire word.
Talk about the show.
What show? This Who is America? It's a great show. It's on Showtime. We're not affiliated in any way with the program. We just love it as a couple. Actually, as a family. Rain has watched both episodes with us. Sometimes we were concerned that she was explaining it to us. Blah, blah, blah. I'm being pretty comedic over here, but I don't need any outside indication. I know in my own self.
What were you saying?
I'm doing great. Okay, keep going.
I was just looking at my spots at the Cellar this weekend.
No, now's a good time, I think. Let's get this podcast up and running and my calendar open. There we go. Let me just do a little bit of clerical work while you struggle with your social anxiety.
Okay. I don't have social anxiety. I do have anxiety.
No, I do.
Oh.
Well, I was being you dumb nut. Dumb nut.
I'm a dumb nut.
I've invented a new word.
All right.
Dumb nut. It's someone who's dumb and a wee bit nutty.
What's a dumb nut?
It's a dummy that's nutty. A nutty dummy.
All right, so what were you saying?
Obviously, this is never going to go out.
Yes, it is. We're going to get. Yes, it is.
This is not. It's not
yes, it is.
Good enough.
Yes, it
Stop
is.
Stop
yes.
looking at your
I'm
dates or whatever you're doing. I can't carry it. I think we both know that. Why do you always have to like showcase my weakness?
What's that?
I'm only good at just mocking others. That's my skill set. I can't just do something on my own. So, except stand-up comedy, and I'll be in the Philly area. Helium Comedy Club this weekend, 26th, 27th, and 28th. Come on down, show your support for Bonnie McFarlane. A terrific comedian. She's been on The Tonight Show. She's been on David Letterman, Colbert. She did an HBO special a few years ago. And still holds up. She was, of course, the director of Women Aren't Funny. What a terrific, underrated documentary, which I believe now is on Sundance.com. You can see it for free, I think, at Sundance.com. True?
I don't know.
I think so. It might not be there yet, but
we've cut a deal.
We've done the deal?
I have.
That little movie's still paying off for us. Like as though we have a ice cream stand out front. No, let me... It's almost like we have a lemonade stand out front, bringing in the quarters and the nickels.
I have an 11:30 spot at West Side.
Did any of what I said get through?
Yes, it's good. 11:30
I get
West Side.
No.
How far up is West Side? Where is it at? You've been there.
By the way, you made me get out of bed the other night, come downstairs, look at that, and then you just looked it up again.
I don't remember. I
know, but why didn't you write it down? Or
I got it written down. I just want to see if I make my 12:20 at the cellar, too. 11:30, 11:40. It gives me 35 minutes. Will I make it downtown in 35 minutes? Easily, right?
I'm not Google Maps. I don't know. Get Waze. What do you want from me?
What do I want?
I don't know.
You're in Philly. You're in Philly this weekend. I'm in New York City. We're working two of the biggest cities in the country this weekend. Isn't that crazy?
Rich Voss, he's always here to spin it in a more positive way for two co-hosts of My Wife Hates Me. Now when people say, are you married to Rich Voss? I say, we're co-hosts of the podcast, My Wife Hates Me.
Why? Is that what you
said? We're going to make some promos of this show.
It's going to be great, huh?
I'm worried about it, but...
Why?
Because I'm going to be in them, as will you be.
But then I have a...
And directing them, which I enjoy that part, but I'm scared of... My face going out onto
10,
into the world.
Oh my God.
Okay.
10:10
Rich.
And nothing till 12:15 on Saturday. 10:30. It gives me time
to go. Do you know how many hours there are in a day? Let's start there.
Yeah.
How many hours do you suppose there are in a day?
Why?
Well, this is just 1 hour that we do this little podcast here.
See, I just want one hour a week, really, when you break it down. I was just letting you carry it for a while.
Is the time
I'm doing my calendar?
You're doing your calendar. It seems like there'd be other.
I like to confirm quickly. I always like to confirm.
You do answer the phone no matter what, even when we were newlyweds. Maybe even before. You would answer the phone during sex.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you wouldn't. You would just be like, once, let me just do this, and then I'll get right back.
No.
Yeah. One time you made a deal with Cleveland Improv.
No, I didn't.
And then went back to eating me out.
Get out, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember one time we had sex and it was your time in a month. I remember putting towels down in a hotel in L.A.
What? See, this guy, he... He remembers five of the worst times we've ever had sex. Brings them up constantly.
All right,
why would you bring up that one?
Because I'm saying that's how much I liked you.
Oh my God, that's a horrible.
What? Why is that horrible?
It just is. I can't explain it to someone who doesn't get that it's horrible.
Well, look who's on our phone now.
Who?
You.
No, I'm accidentally calling someone or something.
Who?
I don't know.
All right, we've been getting complaints about Patreon and our podcast. I got two complaints this week.
For what did they say?
Well, one guy...
Is one of the complaints me? Because no, I do complain about
one guy bowed out of Patreon. Do you want me to read it?
No, I don't even know why you brought it up. This is
But this lady complained, you know, look, you got... They get over 300 podcasts for free.
Rich always has to say his side.
You're right.
No matter what. Look, we're not great. If you're signing up for Patreon, it's because you feel sorry for us.
No, we give extra. We don't go crazy, but we give extra.
We give an extra podcast. You do get an extra podcast.
Yeah, what the fuck for, you know.
It's exactly this.
It's showing a little support.
But...
No,
not everybody gets it.
But we go deeper on the Patreon.
I try, people. I do the best that I can under the circumstances.
Yeah. Hey,
I have a very limited skill set, and Rich has none. So it's hard.
Whoa.
Here we go. Here's a counter. He won't let anything slide. Let's hear your side of things there, Richard.
One, two. Oh, I'll have a decent weekend. Four spots each night.
Okay, but this is the kind of thing that we're talking about here. Let me just be the side of that guy who quit Patreon for a second.
No, it was a guy and a lady. The lady yelled, and the guy said, "Listen, the guy did send $500 for like a bunch of a shirt, a CD, and which I donated half to St. Jude. Mm-hmm. You know, so or maybe no, I donated half at least, at least. Yeah, half, 250.
Oh, my God. This is, I'm sorry, folks. I don't know what to tell you. He's getting harder and harder to defend.
No.
As you can see.
No, I'm going on.
Listen, no, there's.
No, but that guy bowed out, and I can't yell at him.
You don't see.
I can't yell at him. He's supported. He's bought your book.
I don't want you to yell at anyone, even the people who bowed. God bless the people who.
The lady, I told her to go blank herself.
Well,
I said fill in the blank, because she was like, you know, your gum and your slobber and this and that. You know what? Fuck.
Oh, she was being mean to you. Okay, yes. I don't like that. But
the other guy said, look, it stinks. And okay, so he bowed out. And I don't mind that, because he's a total supporter.
But can I say something?
He's
you're saying these people, they bowed out. I don't know why. And then you're like, let me go back over about my schedule again. Like,
I didn't go over my schedule again.
What did
again.
You just bring up right this second? That where I went, wait.
What, that I'm doing 4 spots each night?
Yeah. You just keep That's talking about it, and it's
That's
not...
It's a lot. It's okay, on my mind. It's on my mind.
Okay, sure. But a good performer, well, a lot of times they say, leave it at the door. You know, they are able to still perform, regardless if they have 4 spots on the weekends.
Okay.
To fucking figure out.
Four on Friday,
it's
four
a,
on
it's
Saturday.
It's a Tuesday that you're...
4 on Friday, 4 on Saturday.
Where do you suppose you could, if you had to improve yourself on your half of it, what do you suppose you could do?
What, for the podcast?
Yeah.
It could be more interesting.
Okay, great.
More, you want more stuff?
Is there anything else?
I could let
go. Is there
go.
Anything, is there any truth to the gum thing that maybe you spittle or?
Not that much. No more than
But I would say it's. A few people have commented on it.
Yeah, but if you think a few people over 300 podcasts, it can't be that bad. Right? If you think about it, if you go by numbers, right? If you go by numbers.
I don't know. If 2 people in one day told me that I smelled, I wouldn't be like, yeah, but think of all the billions of other people in the world who did.
No, but the one guy that bowed out just said it stinks. The other lady, I mean, broke it down.
Okay, but I'm just saying, look, stop focusing on them, okay? And let's start focusing on what you love to focus on.
Getting some new people.
Well, yeah, how can you improve? Where do you think you've been going wrong? Is it your co-host?
Yes, I'm letting
you. Why don't you recast? I think, you know, you and Bobby Kelly would do a terrific.
We do great podcasts. When we're together,
yeah.
It's fun, we laugh, we have a good time. We talk about stuff.
This is exactly the thing that I say.
What?
You upgrade someone's compliment to you. I say, Bobby Kelly would be, we're great together.
We are.
You don't say, oh, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, we do real well. People love us.
Okay.
Now, let me explain this. I have a history. I'm doing a radio for 25 years. Nah, maybe, yeah, 25 years through... 20 years of radio, probably, or 25, yeah.
Can you please narrow it down to the correct number?
I'd say 22 years. I just was in Seattle and killed on radio. Killed on to the
How
after.
Do you know? This is the thing.
I could tell by the tweets. I could tell by the and I could tell by the
because
people laughing in studio.
Them.
I could tell by the people in studio laughing. When everybody in the studio is laughing, listen, then you know when you're on a roll and
sometimes
you know when
I
you're
bombing. Sometimes I hear that on the radio and it just sounds like just
no, but sometimes you
noise,
know when you're bombing.
Garbage.
Sometimes you know when it's not going well, if the interview, if whatever. So this week I did a BJ Shea in Seattle. I've known it
wait,
for
wait,
a while.
This is what the lady's talking about. You had to burp, but you just kept running with it.
I didn't burp.
Relax. What was this then when you were talking?
It was a hiccup.
Okay, well...
You don't control hiccups.
Take a second. You're on the radio. This is all you've got. Your voice. That's it.
No.
They're relying on nothing else.
I'm painting a picture. I'm an artist.
I know, but you're like... take a second.
Listen, you relax.
Swallow.
You relax.
You
don't swallow a hiccup. It was a hiccup. You understand? It comes out. A hiccup. You don't swallow it.
Are you?
Then it's not a hiccup.
Are you explaining to me what a hiccup is?
Yes.
Hey,
when you
I've
say
never
swallow,
gotten one. I've never had one.
You say swallow. How do you swallow a hiccup?
I'm saying take a breath. You don't keep rushing through what you're saying. Move to the side, out of the mic, you know? Do the hiccup.
We don't have those buttons.
That's why you have to actually move your motherfucking head, you piece of shit. I'm tired of being nice to you.
So, I did.
The lady... has some fucking valid points.
Mean. Look at, she's got a bunch of free podcasts. Go fuck yourself. So
I agree with that. Go fuck yourself. Yeah. The people stealing our podcasts week after week, not going on Patreon.
Yeah, I mean, yes. Look at, you know.
That's what you're paying for on Patreon is this. You're just,
yeah, basically, you're helping
you're
us out.
You're morally doing it.
We've done this for 6 fucking years.
I hate every fucking minute of it.
I love
it. I only do this for the money. So you can
imagine.
What do
you mean for the money? We don't make money.
I'm trying to tell you, it's awful.
We don't make money.
I get nothing out of it. I get nothing.
I just got a check for $90. What the fuck did we do for $90? Anyhow, we don't
do
a lot of reach. Do
you want me to start crying? Because I will. I mean,
I'd like for you to cry and get us more Patreon. You know, people do podcasts. They have donation buttons. They sell clothing. They do all, you know, we keep it simple.
Yeah.
We keep it fucking, we're creators. You know, we put out a roast that was stolen. I mean, a lot of people, thank you for downloading and thank you for supporting it. The people that did and everybody who's seen it loved it. There's not been one person that said, no, one person emailed me and goes, the editing was horrible. I said, are you a fucking idiot? 1 out of 1,000.
But I love that you brought it up. I think it's important. I love that you brought it up because a lot of people would never mention that one negative thing. But you mentioned it and talk about and give a platform to what he thought was wrong with it.
I didn't give him
which
a
I think
platform.
Is important.
I called him an idiot. I said no one said that he was an idiot.
I know, but like my point, I guess, is like, why would you bring it up at all? If you're really trying to sell a product, which you claim to be this amazing salesman,
I really am.
Today you've brought up 2 people hated our Patreon. 1 person hated our.
So I'm saying 2 people.
But why bring it up?
Because.
Can you see that maybe you're doing something wrong? This is a lifelong process. I'm dedicated to showing you that you're not right 100% of the time.
I'm honest.
This is another perfect example where
I'm trying to give a voice to the people that you got. You don't only give a voice to the people that love you. You give a voice to the people that don't like you.
You don't. A lot of people, I guarantee you, a lot of people don't. I guarantee you, Eliza Schlesinger is not like, hey guys, go watch my special. 2 people said it was shitty.
I guarantee it was more than 2.
Okay, shut up. My point is that she's not bringing it up because she's good at self-marketing.
Well, good. I'm honest. I'm good at self-marketing.
No, but I mean, even me who,
they call me fucking Sandy Self-Marketer. What the fuck? I'm good at it.
Not good at it.
I am, because I'm honest. If I say,
no, that's not good.
If I say we got 1,000 compliments on the roast and 1 person didn't like it, that's not being negative. That's saying, please, 1,000 people liked it. 1 guy didn't. So who's fucking wrong?
Yeah, but you're reading the emails of the people who didn't like
stuff. I didn't read them. I wish I saved
like
the email. That's what
them.
We got to do. Have a week of hate emails. You know,
great. Another great marketing idea. another genius ploy. Okay, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have everybody write us a shitty tweet.
No.
Hey, put shitty stuff up on our what do you call it?
Patreon?
I don't know. Where does everyone say like leave reviews and
where do you leave reviews?
I don't know. Subscribe and leave a positive review.
Well, whatever. Well, listen, I've been doing radio forever. Now, I did 1 radio show a lot.
And another.
What? I want to say one thing. What?
I know, but you just got so excited and you're talking great to that thing. Like, you're just into it. You're like, and another. You just love this.
I'm seeing myself in the
Oh, my God. Is that why you always look
I look good on radio.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It makes so much sense because you're always staring over there. Oh, my God. I thought you were thinking. You're looking at yourself.
I don't think.
I realize now. That was stupid.
All right. So listen, I've done tons of, and I used to do a radio show for 15 years. And the person that put me on that show, I want to thank him. He did give me a platform a lot. I was on.
Oh, no, I can't. May I be excused for this?
No. I was
Oh, my God. It's.
I was on there a lot.
Oh, who's he talking? I wonder who he's talking
I'm
about.
I'm not going to attack anybody. I'm not here to attack.
It was a radio show that Rich Voss went on a lot. Oh, the bonfire?
No, I've done
that. Are you talking about the
They called me yesterday.
Big J? Was it?
They called me yesterday to Bonfire.
Ooh.
I'm going to tell you why. Do you want me to tell you why?
Yeah.
They said, who would you leave everything for to run off with? You know, leave everything behind to run off with, right?
I don't get it. What celebrity?
What female would
you're not
you...
even using words in any particular what order. I've got to like explain. Run, go off with. What are you talking
what
about?
What female celebrity would I leave my whole family and life behind to run off with?
Did you say anyone?
Yes.
Okay.
And they said somebody has the same as me, but when I told them who, I told them, you know, Parker Posey, and they go, oh my God. So list two, said Parker Posey. Like, first of all, I was into Parker Posey before anybody even
knew
God. Who the fuck.
Fuck you, Joe List. Fuck you.
He's trying to steal my fantasy.
Oh, where did he see you talk about that?
Yeah, I know. Like I,
that's a good one.
Have you seen House of
Parker
Yes?
Parker Posey. I'll steal that from Voss.
Yeah. Has he seen House of Yes? Has he seen all of them? Like I have. No.
Probably hasn't seen any of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Now he probably just got into her because she's on Lost in Space on Netflix.
I heard he changed his last name to be more like the way you tell a story.
How? List?
God.
Oh.
Woo! Quickest man in showbiz.
So the Bonfire called me.
All right.
So
that's not the point. The point is that you're responding now to a video that Opie made.
Oh, I wasn't going to bring it up.
Oh,
I don't want to give him power.
What? Oh, listen.
Okay, go ahead.
I can't handle you guys and your dumb dramas. It's embarrassing.
You're dumb.
To be honest.
I have no dramas.
It's embarrassing that you're all still worked up over it.
I don't have dramas.
Oh, really?
No,
come here. Come listen to this.
No, this is...
Hey, come listen to this. I was like, I'm making myself something to eat. Can I listen in a minute? Come here. You're just sitting there at your desk with it paused, waiting for me to come by. Click.
So we can hear it together. Because he might
have... Yeah, I know. That's how big a deal it was.
It wasn't that big deal.
It's like listening to
come on.
Somebody's inheritance or something. So gather around.
Boy, you all that to think of something.
I couldn't think of the word inheritance.
And you came up. You don't listen to an...
I was like, I know they're sitting around the reading of the will. That probably would have been better. Anywho's.
So anyhow...
Is it a anyhow or any home?
I guess he was on...
Any who or any whom?
Any whom. He was on, I don't know if it was Periscope or Facebook Live or whatever. And someone must have asked him something about me and he was giving his opinion, which is his opinion. It's not wrong. It's not wrong.
Very measured now, aren't we?
No, I'm trying to say his opinion. That's his opinion.
Well, a gentleman's allowed to have his opinion if he likes to. If he wants to say, I rambled on and was awkward in the studio at times. Well, that's how he remembered it. I remembered it a little bit differently of saving the show, you know. But okay, yes, wonderful.
Right.
Oh, what a gentleman, the way he puts it like that. He did say you were very quick with
He said
when you were good, you were very good. And when you were bad, the whole room went cold.
First of all right, let me get through this.
Okay.
He did give me a platform, but obviously he's giving me a platform because I'm coming through. You're not going to have somebody on that stinks, right?
No, I mean,
unless they're a character.
No,
they're not coming in the studio like me, but they're a gimmick.
Part of that.
No, I'm not a gimmick. I brought shit.
Oh, no, you're not a gimmick. You're not a gimmick. You know that? When you take your shirt off, it's because in the moment...
Oh, that's fucking old.
It feels right.
That's a gig. That's a gig.
Oh, that's a what?
I mean, what do you call it? What do you call it? You know, like a sketch we do. That's all. It's like a sketch.
Voss, in the business for 35 years, knows none of the terminology.
I couldn't get it out. Oh, it's when you're sitting around listening to Inheritance. It was a sketch.
Welcome
when
to
you inherit
Inheritance
a sketch,
Talk.
I inherited a sketch that we do. And
So I see now, though, that that's completely.
Well, you're going to go against me on everything?
No, I'm not against you. I'm with you.
You're against me. Everything I do, I even said that.
What did I just say before? I said that
to Bob today. We were playing golf, and the group in front of us was slow, and they hit two balls instead. You know, they're hitting two. I said, one ball, and the guy yells, relax. I go, go fuck yourself. He told me to relax, and he's holding up the whole course hitting two balls. And I said, and Bob goes, you overacted. Reacted.
You overreacted. What were you shooting?
I overreacted. And I go, you're just like my wife, because I didn't overreact.
Oh, this is wonderful. This is a good, let's unpack this for a second.
What?
If we don't mind. Everyone else is telling you the same thing. And yet you're
not
like,
everyone else,
you know what? You must have the same fucking crazy affliction that my wife has.
Yeah.
Because she says that.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone else.
If someone's hitting two balls when they're only supposed to hit one and they're holding us up, and then you go, hey, one ball. And he goes, relax, which is even, you know, more.
Don't tell me to relax, son.
When you're wrong.
There's only one thing that can tell me to relax, and that's a something pill. I couldn't think of it.
An inheritance pill.
An inheritance pill.
Okay, so. Yes.
A kleptopan or something.
Someone.
Clozapan.
Clonazepam?
Clonazepam.
Clonazepam, or whatever.
That's only one thing that's going to tell me to relax, and
gave me a platform, but. This is a guy that gave me a platform, but
this is now we're off the golf talk. By the way, we're back into the Opie thing.
We're back into
relax.
Wait, what do you fuck you? He liked
you
the
couldn't
guy
think
coach.
Of one funny thing to say after that. No. You just kept going back to the story.
And this
relax.
Is a, okay, I'm relaxed. This is a guy. You're just like
comedically, you're at the top of your game. You know that?
You know, I'm not saying he's the most brilliant. I mean, he did give me a platform.
Oh, I just remembered something. This what? Is going to go out. People are going to put this on Reddit and shit, and I'm going to once again be vilified for shut your motherfucking mouth. I'm doing it again.
I see. She's going to be vilified on what?
Oh my god. Go ahead, tell your story. I'm sorry. I totally forgot you fucking pussies and your OB fucking gossip. Go, please.
No, I'm not gossiping.
Run with it.
Sit down. What are you talking about?
I can't be a part of this.
I can't have a conversation by myself.
I'm listening, but I'm here. Back.
All right, sit down, please. Sit down. You don't have to talk. Try not to talk. Why, you got vilified on Reddit before? What happened? What did they say?
I'll tell you after you tell your story.
So. He did bring me on for years. I did come through on many different things, which I went over a million times. And he did compliment me, say I was great at one-liners. But he said I did ramble and it made it uncomfortable for everybody. I don't know. Maybe I did one a couple times. Yeah, I probably did ramble. I don't think...
a couple times.
I don't think I made it as uncomfortable as...
Very generous of you, Rich.
Okay, maybe... out of 15 years, let's say I rambled 20 times, 30 times, who knows? But my rambling always, you know what? The uncomfortability that he says I brought probably doesn't come close to the uncomfortability that other people could have brought. All I know is, look, it's radio.
You're such a fucking asshole. Why did you walk right up to the line and not deliver?
Because I'm not here.
Because you got scared.
I didn't get scared. I'm not here. I'm not here to cast a stone. Is that how they say it? He brought me on, and obviously I was doing the job. He did pass on Joan Rivers, which I have no idea why. Okay.
Well, you know what? Thank you. That's good enough for me. I'm out.
Why?
He passed on Joan Rivers.
How the fuck do you pass on Joan Rivers?
I mean, come on. Yeah, it's like you buried the lead there, you know. That's what you should have come out with in the beginning.
What? Did he pass on Joan Rivers?
Yeah, just anytime people talk about him now, you just say, hey, he passed on Joan Rivers.
You know what? I do. You know what? Maybe we can sit down and patch up our differences. Do you think that could ever happen? We could ever...
Well, I've seen some of your genes, so I know you like patching things.
Oh, do you think we could ever just move on and be friends again?
That's not a dumb joke. Rich really did patch the
one. I put one patch. I'm going to put another one on them. If, you know, they're coming in style. patch. Did you see that?
Well, there's only one person I take style advice from. And
do you think we could patch up our differences and move on?
90-year-old Rich Voss.
Do you think we could move on? Because I would like you.
Yeah, you know, anything's possible.
I would like you and Lindsay to be friends again. You guys were good friends. She is funny.
She's terrific. We've made a kind of an unspoken rule to not talk about each other, so we're not.
No, I'm saying she's funny. The radio should have been Lindsay and Norton. That would have been good radio. But I would like you to be friends with her again. You were good friends. It's kind of fucked up that our differences affect you and her. I mean, obviously, she has to stick up for her husband. You have to stick up for yours. That goes without saying.
I didn't adhere to any of those rules. Only one of us decided to stick with her husband.
Who, her?
Yes. Oh.
Well, I don't blame her, you know.
I'm just kidding. It's fine. Move on.
Yes. I want to patch it up so Bonnie at least could be friends with Lindsay again. That'd be nice. Because you don't have a lot of friends. All right. Let's move on.
Completely.
Well, I mean, you have friends that are comics, but not like you used to go out and have dinner and stuff. Those are, you know, it's a different type.
I mean, I have other friends I could do that with also. I'm not saying I don't miss her, but I don't have time anyway to do anything. So,
I want you to be friends.
You know what I need? Now I need a friend that's like, I need a comedian to move to Hillsboro so I don't have to drive into the city. You know what I mean?
What if... maybe Ken will move to Hillsboro.
Ken Krantz. I just out for dinner every night with both our kids.
All right. Anyhow, look, he said his whatever on his, and of course he should go after me. What the fuck? I've gone after him. It's, you know, who gives a fuck? And at the end of the day, who really gives a fuck about any of it? It's all bullshit. The bottom line is, I'm not making any fucking money from radio. I mean, it does give me a platform to plug gigs and plug this and plug that, but, you know, it's not my living like his living or the other people's living, so what the fuck? Anyhow, I'm not upset what he said. He did compliment me. He did compliment me. He did say I ramble, though. Do you think I ramble sometimes?
He said you were very hard to do radio with. Hard. He was like, I mean, the guy was tough. I mean, he sort of presented that he was like a terrific guy for putting you on at all.
That's crazy. I'm fucking great on radio all over the country. Ask the sports junkies. Right. Ask Wheeze. Ask any
of
them.
No, you are. You're the very best.
I'm good at radio.
I'm 100% agreeing with you.
I'm good at podcasts. I'm good at radio. Not this podcast.
Oh, like other ones, yeah.
Ask Anthony.
When you're trying.
How come when I go on Anthony's show, there's never a problem? He's laughing. I'm always killing. You know what I mean? I don't agree with him 95% of the time.
I think there's a lower tolerance.
No, I think he's got a better sense of humor.
Than me?
No, Anthony, than any radio. I don't agree with his politics, but he has a great sense of humor. He doesn't. When we were at Skankfest, and he was watching the comedy show, he's cracking up, he's laughing, he fucking loves
you. He's the best.
He's got a good sense of humor, whatever, you know. But,
I'm sorry, do you have some kind of deal contractually with Opie and Anthony that if you talk about one, you have to talk about the other for the equal amount of time?
No.
Oh, okay, I didn't know why. That,
they're dead. There's no Opie and Anthony anymore. I don't know why people keep saying it.
Well, you talked about Opie for a minute, you went right into Anthony. You made the connection yourself. Don't act like...
I'm saying...
Oh, really? Yeah, you're saying...
No, I was saying...
I have more fun with Anthony than I do with Opie.
I said on radio around the country, I always come through. Then I said, Anthony's show, are you kidding me right now? I said, he laughs a lot. He's a good laugher.
It had nothing to do with that you brought up Opie earlier.
No, I said...
Oh my God, there's something really wrong with you.
There's a lot wrong with me.
Yeah.
I ramble. Don't you listen? I ramble.
You're making it really awkward.
It makes it uncomfortable for everybody in the room.
I look around sometimes. Where is he going with this?
Who was it uncomfortable for?
I'm sure. Listen, I've been around you where it's been uncomfortable. I've made things uncomfortable.
That's what comics are supposed to do.
We're throwing a fucking thousand things,
against the wall.
You know, of course, we're not batting 1,000. Is that correct?
I bat over 700.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the Hall of Fame, but I don't bat 1,000. No one does.
No one does. Sometimes we make it awkward and uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's what we do. Do you want to hear what happened this morning?
No, I got to go.
No, we were supposed to play in the Shannock Valley today.
Yeah.
We get there. Right when I pull in, it starts pouring rain.
Oh, boy.
Pouring.
Yikes.
Bob drove there. It starts pouring. We go inside. We look on the phone. If you go, besides the weather, you could track a radar tracker of the weather, how it's coming in, the clouds. And well, we looked at Neshanic. It was going to rain all day or for at least another hour. Then we looked. I said, look at Roycebrook. No clouds, no rain. Boom. We went over to Roycebrook.
Whoa.
People stayed at Neshanic.
Fuck you, Farmer's Almanac. We just look at the sky, okay?
What I'm saying is we played drizzled once or twice and pouring rain 10 miles away. Isn't that crazy?
Unbelievable. We used our heads, folks. And that's
and
what I'm trying to say.
I had 2 coupons for Roycebrook.
We could have used an app. We could have used our own fucking eyes, you see.
No,
like we did back in the day.
No, we couldn't see all the way over at Roycebrook.
We couldn't see the whole way. We used our hearts.
No, we didn't. We used radar.
We used our hearts and our radar. Don't you see?
And everybody raves about Waze over Google Maps. What do you
think? This is a conversation I thought we'd never get into. Thank you so much. Richard Voss here today to talk about Waze versus Google Maps.
What do you use?
What do you prefer? I always go Google Maps because Waze is too specific, in my opinion. I don't like when it's just like, Don't go that way. It's like, just go the normal way. If it's an extra minute, who cares?
I think Waze,
we can save you 24 seconds by taking 18 more turns.
I think Waze makes everybody uncomfortable in the room.
Waze works in mysterious ways.
That's a good joke you have about God and listening, following your...
Is it?
Yeah, that's a good joke. That's clever.
Because I was going to try to put it in my Tonight Show set, but then I was like, is it dumb? I don't know anymore.
You already did it on TV.
No, I didn't.
I would definitely do that. But I think you did it already.
I did not.
I do think so.
I 100% didn't.
I'm not going to argue with you, but I think so.
I didn't do it on Late Night. I might have done it on like that LOL taping.
No, it's not that old. It's not 2 years old.
I stopped writing jokes in 2002.
Bonnie, let me tell you what Bonnie did yesterday. I come in, she's sitting on her bed, and she's practicing.
I wasn't practicing, I was timing a set.
She was timing a set on her bed. You can't time it on your bed without laughter.
I add an extra minute later for laughter.
You're weird. Who could sit and talk by themselves on their bed?
What? I was just reading through it. It was on my computer. I was sort of doing it, reading through it.
Yeah, but you were doing the motions like there was an audience.
I mean, you can't help it. Well, you do it so many times. You're like, I don't believe in God. But
I could never do that. I'm different. I make people uncomfortable everywhere I go. And I'm trying to work on it. But anyhow, listen, Opie, if you want to go out for lunch one day, we'll go out for lunch.
If you're paying.
No, I'd buy him lunch. I'm a high roller.
Oh, really? Isn't this what the whole...
Well, you don't think I would pay all the times I pay for people? And...
It's hard to tell because you've got very expensive sneakers, but $1 glasses. So I don't know where you are.
Glasses, you get a dollar. You don't get reading glasses expensive ones. You buy a dollar at the dollar store. I got like 15 of them, 10 of them.
Wow. I don't know why you wear those rings and not just tell people about your 15 reading glasses.
What are you talking about?
Why don't you just wear all 15 reading glasses around your neck? And then you don't have to wear these rings to show people that you're rich.
I like them. They look good. I like diamonds.
You think these rings are nice? How about these? I have 15 reading glasses.
Guess what, people?
Only 2 eyes.
No, I have them in different rooms.
I am winning.
See, your problem is you're just a gay. You never can agree with somebody. You want to disagree.
I just put this one back on
today. I love these rings. I love them.
Okay.
I don't know why I like it. I look
I
at them.
I love that
stare,
you love them.
I stare at them because they're beautiful.
It's something I got to accept. Love's ornate rings.
How do you burn your forearm? How dumb are you? How do you burn your forearm?
Boy, somebody pushes back on your rings a little. You go straight for the jugular.
Just, how do you burn your forearm?
You know, that's one of the greatest gifts that I've gotten living with you.
What's that?
No empathy or no. Oh my goodness, your arm is burned. Just ew, one time I had like that scratch on my back.
Oh, it was
like,
horrible.
Ew, disgusting.
Yeah, it was
not
a
like,
big
oh,
bruise.
Does that hurt?
No, it was gross. But how do you burn your forearm?
How do you burn your forearm?
I could see your hand, your forearm.
I bet you we've done an hour and a half and you're just not telling me. Because you'll do this forever,
we
won't
did
you?
42 minutes.
Oh. I burnt. You're lying.
No, look.
Oh. I don't know. I went to go grab something and I touched the
stove with your forearm.
I don't know if I went like that or I don't remember.
I don't like those kind of stoves. I don't like electric stoves because you can't tell if they're hot.
Another thing I didn't know about you.
I like
till now.
I
wow.
like gas stoves.
It is true, folks. You marry someone interesting and it's just
I'm not a big fan of electric stoves.
I didn't know that, so now I know. Click.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, the guy called me back about the house yesterday.
When next time if you ever get like kidnapped or something, I have to be like, tell me something only I would know. Go. I don't like electric stoves.
We went and looked at a house yesterday. $400,000. What? It's not a big deal. 4 acres of land. But the guy called me. No, it was over 400. I don't know. Well, anybody can look at a price of a house. I'm not saying we're buying it or not buying it. I'm just saying what the price costs. What do you think? I'm giving out my financial information? No. I said there had to be a catch because there was 4 acres of land. Now, the house is under contract. You can only build one house on the other 3 acres. You can subdivide because the realtor called me. You can subdivide. So I said, there's got to be a catch. Why is a house 3 bedrooms?
It's 4 bedrooms.
4 bedrooms, was it? Yeah, 4. And a basement. What's the catch? There's got to be. Is it next door, the tractors and all the stuff? He said, no. He said, the people that owned it fixed it up. They were going to, you know, 3 guys bought it first.
Then what?
They fixed to fix it up. And
they were going to
build another house on the 3 acres. Uh-huh. And then he just bailed and sold it.
Why?
I guess they didn't want to invest the time or more money. Who knows? Maybe they just got bored or said we're not into fucking whatever. But they fixed the house up. You could tell that it had from the outside. We didn't go inside. But from the pictures, everything looked new. Then he said it's under contract. The person's buying it is going to move in and then build another house there at some point for himself. Like, this is the best deal that we've found too late. You know what I mean? Because 3 acres of property behind you, the parties you could throw, barbecues, fucking hit golf ball, but only, you know, part of the lawn was cut in the back, like probably an acre and a half. They just like grow high, which I don't blame them.
But what, that's to you like, oh, they didn't have it cut when we got there? Like,
well, no, who's going to
see yourself doing that? Like, I don't understand.
What, cutting it?
Like, it can be cut.
Yeah, so the whole 3 acres behind you look livable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you just get a ride on lawnmower.
Well, it's too high now for that, probably. But anyhow, I said if the contract falls through with the people, call us. We'll jump on it. It's away from everybody on a cul-de-sac. Not near anybody. We didn't go inside, but it looked nice. All those acres.
You're so dumb.
Why?
Because if somebody wants it now, they can go get it.
Who's going to listen to us? They're not going to look it up. They don't know where to look it up.
Whatever.
I'm not dumb.
Yes, you are. And also, you're just like so babbly. Like, you'll just
who's
talk babbling? About
I'm
anything.
Talking about the thing we did yesterday.
You know what?
People don't care about that?
Maybe they do, but I always was like, hey, some things are just, you know, private. Then when you buy something, then you tell everyone. It's just like you don't talk about TV shows that you might get before you get them.
I'm just saying we looked at it differently.
I'm just saying we did this. My Rich Voss. I can't keep my mouth shut.
What's, I'm giving content. I'm talking about what we did yesterday. Go look at houses.
Don't be a little baby about it now. Want me to get your bottle?
Go get ready to taste the little baby thing. Raina, come here. It's so funny when they call me a little baby because Raina jumps on to Bonnie. Anything Bonnie does, Raina will follow her. Tell her
no.
So just tell her, say he's acting like a little baby.
Rich is acting like a little baby.
He is.
Yeah.
Talk to your diaper.
What?
Let me change your diaper.
No.
Oh, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci.
Tell me about your bottle.
Why do you act
I'll
like one?
I'm riding your stroller. Where's your binky? Where's your binky? Where
you want your blankie?
Oh, Ruth, come on. It's a family affair.
You don't even have to tell Raina. She just acts like you.
Come here, baby.
Are you having a fit? Aww. Huh? Come here, Allie.
Why are you crying, little baby?
What's wrong, little baby?
You're such a copycat. Why do you have crumbs on you? How much of that food did you eat? How many cookies do you have? Tell the truth.
Like four.
That means six.
No.
Whatever.
Okay, bye.
All right, we got to wrap this up.
This is the most boring thing I've ever done in my life.
This is the most boring thing? This is one of our best podcasts ever.
No.
Yes.
Luckily I have this disorder where I forget them immediately. That's my new thing. Shove it down. Stuff it down. Have you ever heard of that technique? Stuff it down.
Let's go upstairs and hang out. Watch TV. Oh, we are watching a good TV show.
You're
now.
You're embarrassing.
I'm old. I still have sex. Oh, I'd like people to know it.
No.
I seem like I'm an old man, but I can still get it up with the help of a couple of medications.
Oh God, you're so annoying.
Yes, I'm annoying to me, but what am I? You know, this is all I've got to do. And
why don't you plug your gig?
Oh God, Philly.
Thursday, Friday,
Helium.
Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Get your fucking tickets. Don't fuck around. Please.
Next month, I'll be in August.
Thank you.
In Rochester, comedy on Carlson in Rochester. Take me to Oak Hill if you're a member at Oak Hill. Email me at rich@richvoss.com and I'll get you tickets for the show and we'll go play golf at Oak Hill in August. I don't know the exact date. Oh, I'll tell you right now, my calendar's right here. I'll give some of my dates out right now. Okay, August. I'll just give August dates, all right? August. August 3 and 4, Uncle Vinny's. Uncle Vinny's in New Jersey. August 9, 10, and 11, Rochester. Rochester. August 23, 24, 25, I will be at the Stress Factory in Connecticut. 23, 24, 25. And then August 30th through August 30th through September 2nd, Comedy Cellar in Las Vegas with Keith and Bobby, then Kentucky, then Mohegan Sun, Ohio. Anyhow, go to richvoss.com, vossroast.com. Thank you for your support. Go to Patreon. It's an extra couple bucks. Thank you for the support. We got to go. Lindsay, give Bonnie a call. You guys, go out for dinner. Talk to you later. Goodbye. Oh!
What? You saw my wife's tits?
No, why would I see your wife's tits? Jesus.
Did I don't know.
Listen up. What?
listen, next time you just fucking listen. Don't leave a message like that, because I have that message forever now.
So,
you know, you fucking, you hyperventilating on the phone.
Remember that time I saved all those.
What?
I'm saying, listen, it behooves me to have that message.
You're using it correctly.
Yeah, well, first of all.
Yeah, does Rich know? You said on that podcast last week, it behooves me,
yeah,
but you used it wrong.
No, you can use it that way too, but whatever. I don't want to get into words with you guys, but
yeah, why? Because why would you? Anybody who corrects you, you should just immediately go, "I'm sorry, I'm an idiot." Like, you're still acting like you know something. It's weird. It's like,
fuck, I know a lot. Listen,
do you?
Yeah.
Well, not words. That's not your strength. Right? So you say, oh, you know, you're probably right, because you're right 100% of the time when it comes to words.
Do you know how to spackle? Do you know how to spackle?
We're not spackling right now. You're using words incorrectly. And then you're like, you can still use it that way. It would be like me if I fucking put oil in the spackling and I just said, nah, you can still do it that way.
Yeah, you can't bring up me just shitty house chores when somebody calls you on your fucking shitty, your dumbness.
Yes, he keeps defending. No, I'm right, probably.
Do you know how to frame in a floor?
Yeah, does he even know how to work a level?
A level.
I know how to spell it. That's the difference.
What's that?
A level works itself.
Yes. Yes, it does.
like how dumb do you have to be to not know how a level works? I love that. That's like, that's a thing that in your mind, that's something that takes intelligence. You're like, that's.
Well, I got to go. You guys are.
Bye, Bobby. Good talking to you.
I'll
twice
talk to
today.
You later.
Bye, everyone.
Sorry, folks.
Go.
Wrong
no,
number.
I got to run.
All right, anything you want to plug? Any gigs you're not doing?
I do have gigs coming up, but I can't remember.
You have what
where
gigs? What'd you call it? Gugs?
I have gigs coming up. I got some gigs coming up. Whenever I say gigs, I get cum lodged in my throat. Come on.
God. All right, folks. Listen, VosRoast.com, VosRoast.com. This weekend, Gotham Comedy Club. Then next weekend, the 13th and 14th, is Skankfest. Then 19, 20, and 21, I'll be at the Tacoma Comedy Club, Tacoma, Washington. Go to richvoss.com, at richvoss on Twitter. Thank you for listening. Talk to you later.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Help your small business thrive and stay connected with the Comcast Business Complete Connectivity Solution. It's the largest, fastest, reliable network. Advanced gig speed Wi-Fi and cyber threat protection. Get started for just $40 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add mobile. Plus, ask how to get up to a $750 prepaid card. Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Ends 2/21/2023. Restrictions apply. Requires eco bill and auto pay. New 100 megabits per second internet and Comcast Business Security Edge customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra. After 12 months, regular rates apply. Gig internet required for gig Wi-Fi.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switchtowellbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.